This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vaccination coverage alone is not enough. New evidence shows timing matters more than we thought. A new analysis published in The Lancet Global Health challenges the global health community's reliance on vaccination coverage rates as the primary measure of immunization program success. Despite achieving 85% worldwide coverage for key childhood vaccines, researchers argue that measuring when children receive their vaccines, not just whether they receive them, could be the missing piece in optimizing protection against vaccine-preventable diseases. 85% of infants worldwide received DTP3 vaccine by 2024, according to WHO data. Global childhood vaccination coverage has nearly doubled since 1980. Coverage rates for core EPI vaccines, percentage of target population, 1980, 202485 DTP3 vaccine coverage, 22484 MCV1 vaccine coverage, 224433 tent, estimated coverage in 1984 said 60, 80, 1980, 199, 2005, 2002 source, The Lancet Global Health 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. The coverage paradox in modern vaccination programs. Since the World Health Organization established the expanded program on immunization in 1974, global vaccination efforts have achieved remarkable success in raw numbers. Coverage of original EPI vaccines, including BCG, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, oral polio, and measles vaccines, nearly doubled between 1980 and 2023, according to data published in The Lancet Global Health. However, this focus on coverage rates may be masking critical gaps in program effectiveness. The third dose of DTP vaccine, DTP3, used as the standard benchmark for immunization system performance, reached 85% of infants worldwide by 2024, according to WHO data. Similarly, first-dose measles-containing vaccine, MCV1, achieved 84% coverage in the same year. These impressive coverage statistics tell only part of the story. The Lancet Global Health commentary suggests that vaccination timing, whether children receive vaccines according to recommended schedules, may be equally important for population-level protection against vaccine-preventable diseases. Why timeliness matters more than coverage alone. The current global focus on coverage metrics, while valuable for tracking program reach, fails to capture whether children are receiving vaccines at the optimal ages for maximum protection. Delayed vaccination leaves infants vulnerable during critical developmental periods when they face the highest risk of severe disease and complications. This timing gap becomes particularly problematic for diseases with high transmission rates among young infants. When significant portions of children receive vaccines later than recommended, it creates windows of susceptibility that can undermine herd immunity thresholds, even when overall coverage appears adequate. Transforming vaccination program measurement and design. The commentary in The Lancet Global Health argues for a fundamental shift in how vaccination programs are evaluated and optimized. Rather than relying solely on coverage as a measure of success, health systems should integrate timeliness indicators into routine monitoring and evaluation frameworks. This approach would require significant changes to existing data collection systems and performance metrics. Countries would need to track not just whether children receive vaccines, but when they receive them, relative to recommended schedules. Such data could reveal patterns of delay that current coverage metrics miss entirely. Implementation of timeliness-focused metrics could also drive innovations in program delivery. Health systems might prioritize strategies that ensure timely vaccination over approaches that simply maximize eventual coverage, potentially leading to more effective resource allocation and program design. Global implications for immunization strategy. The implications extend beyond individual countries to global immunization initiatives and funding priorities. Major international programs currently use coverage-based metrics to evaluate success and allocate resources. Incorporating timeliness measures could fundamentally alter how these programs assess effectiveness and guide investment decisions. countries demonstrating high coverage but poor timeliness might require different support strategies than those with lower coverage but better adherence to recommended schedules. The shift toward timeliness-aware vaccination programs also has implications for global disease elimination efforts. Diseases targeted for elimination, such as measles and polio, may require not just high coverage, but also optimal timing to achieve the population immunity levels necessary for sustained elimination. Measuring vaccination timelines alongside coverage could reveal critical gaps in protection that current metrics miss, potentially transforming how immunization programs are designed and evaluated worldwide. Analysis based on WHO Expanded Program on Immunization Data, The Lancet Global Health 2026. Key takeaways: global vaccination coverage for DTP3 reached 85% by 2024, according to WHO data, but coverage alone may not ensure optimal protection. Vaccination timelines, when children receive vaccines relative to recommended schedules, could be equally important as coverage rates. Current performance metrics may miss critical vulnerabilities that compromise population-level immunity, despite high coverage. Integrating timelines measures into vaccination programs could drive more effective resource allocation and program design. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between vaccination coverage and timeliness? Coverage measures the percentage of children who eventually receive vaccines, while timeliness tracks whether they receive them according to recommended age schedules. A child counted in coverage statistics might have received vaccines months or years late, missing critical protection windows. Why does vaccination timing matter for disease prevention? Infants face the highest risk of severe complications from vaccine-preventable diseases during their first months of life. Delayed vaccination leaves them vulnerable during these critical periods, potentially undermining both individual protection and community immunity levels needed to prevent outbreaks. How would focusing on timeliness change vaccination programs? Programs would need to prioritize strategies that ensure vaccines are delivered at optimal ages, rather than just maximizing eventual coverage. This could involve improved scheduling systems, enhanced follow-up mechanisms, and different approaches to reaching difficult-to-access populations. The evolution of vaccination program evaluation from coverage-focused to timeliness-aware approaches represents a critical next step in global immunization strategy. As countries work toward ambitious disease elimination goals and seek to maximize the impact of limited health resources, incorporating optimal timing into program design and evaluation could unlock significant improvements in population-level protection against vaccine-preventable diseases. Source: Beyond Measuring Coverage, How Timeliness Could Transform Routine Childhood Vaccination Programs. At context, coverage alone is not enough. New evidence shows timing matters more than we thought. Description: Vaccination coverage alone insufficient for optimal protection. New Lancet analysis shows timing of childhood vaccines crucial for disease prevention, challenging current metrics. Author: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-5/21. Date modified: 2027-21. At context: is the difference between vaccination coverage and timeliness? Accepted answer: At Type answer. Text: coverage measures the percentage of children who eventually receive vaccines, while timeliness tracks whether they receive them according to recommended age schedules. A child counted in coverage statistics might have received vaccines months or years late, missing critical protection windows. At Type question. Name: why does vaccination timing matter for disease prevention? Accepted answer: At Type answer. Text: infants face the highest risk of severe complications from vaccine-preventable diseases during their first months of life. Delayed vaccination leaves them vulnerable during these critical periods, potentially undermining both individual protection and community immunity levels needed to prevent outbreaks. At Type question. Name: how would focusing on timeliness change vaccination programs? Accepted answer: At Type answer. text, programs would need to prioritize strategies that ensure vaccines are delivered at optimal ages, rather than just maximizing eventual coverage. This could involve improved scheduling systems, enhanced follow-up mechanisms, and different approaches to reaching difficult-to-access populations.